Let me tell you about the occasion on which I first vividly experienced Buddhism as both an utterly alien and extremely attractive form of life, simultaneously unimaginable, given that I was already well socialized in another way of world-making, and yet worth emulating if I could change myself completely, becoming a different kind of person with an entirely different economy of heart and mind. Since then, I have been trying to become more like that person, to absorb some Buddhist wisdom and Buddhist habits of the heart. I am still very much a hybrid being. It was March 2000, and I was in Dharamsala, India, a hill station in the Himalayan foothills, for 4 days of meetings with the 14th Dalai Lama, Tenzin Gyatso, some of his fellow Buddhists, and a group of Western scientists, mostly psychologists and neuroscientists, to discuss the topic of destructive emotions and how to overcome them. It became clear after a day or so of talks that Tibetan Buddhists believe that anger, resentment, and their suite of emotions are categorically bad, always unwarranted, wrong, and unwholesome, as they are inclined to say. That was surprising by itself. We denizens of the North Atlantic don't categorically dismiss anger as inappropriate, but we do draw limits around its expression or magnitude, such as don't get too angry or don't get so angry. Wrath, after all, is considered by Christians to be a deadly sin. Most of us do not think that we should never get angry, even if we could show such self-restraint, or that anger is always wrong. For us, justifiable anger demonstrates that one sees and cares about something genuinely valuable. Everyday anger and annoyance only show that one is human. Minimally, we expect and tolerate a certain amount of these emotions. Then there is the fact that most people I know were raised to think it okay, permissible, possibly sometimes required, to feel and express outrage. Righteous anger is something we ought sometimes to experience and express, something that certain people or states of affairs deserve. I know that there are coping mechanisms and rules of decorum, counting to 10, sublimation, or tamping it down, norms that keep us from expressing anger or that work to contain it, but not experiencing anger at all seems to me unnatural, weird, not human. Again, self-work to keep from getting pissy over small frustrations makes good sense and is certainly possible. But except for the rare bird of saintly even temperament, never experiencing anger at the cosmos or the gods or especially evil people for their awfulness, seems close to a psychological impossibility. But then there was this kicker, even more mind-boggling. These Buddhists also believed that anger could be eliminated in mortals, that there are practices that actually work so that it is possible not to experience anger, practices that can extirpate anger, cleanse the soul of tendencies to anger. I found myself posing this thought experiment to the Dalai Lama. Imagine that one were to find oneself in a public space, a park, a movie theater, where one realizes that one is seated next to Hitler or Stalin or Pol Pot or Mao, early in the execution of the genocides they actually perpetrated. We, my people, think it would be appropriate first to feel moral anger, possibly outrage at Hitler at all, and second, that it would be okay, possibly required, to kill them, supposing one had the means. What about you Tibetan Buddhists? The Dalai Lama turned to consult the High Lamas who were seated behind him, as usual, like a lion's pride. After a few minutes of whispered conversation in Tibetan with his team, the Dalai Lama turned back to our group and explained that one should kill Hitler, actually with some martial fanfare in the way, to mix cultural practices, a samurai warrior might. It is stopping a bad, a very bad, karmic causal chain. So, yes, kill him, but don't be angry.